Okay, good morning. 8:58 a.m., the 23rd of August, 2019. Let's see if we can get back on the beat here. I stopped to answer an email. My head's going like seven different directions all at once. My mouth does not know which way to turn. Okay, back in a moment. I got two things going on simultaneously in my head, which is never a good thing. And the difficulty is I can't really talk about either of them. One of them is the reason I got involved in a discussion in a simple boardroom this morning. It lasted 2 hours. So I'm really late getting out this morning, even though I did get up on time. And I can't talk about what it is, so... Moving on. The other one is some feedback that I got from Beta Reader that is really in-depth. It's really good feedback. And I'm thinking about, okay, is this something that I need to address? And quite possibly, the reason that I'm paying a lot of attention. Usually, here's my rule with Beta Readers. I ask Beta Readers to tell me, does it work? Does the story work? Is the story okay? Is it good? And if not, what part of it, if it went off the rails anyway, where did that happen? And the rule I follow is, one person? Okay, that's interesting. Two people? Let me look at that. Three people? That's a red signal. That's the red card. If three people point at the same thing, that's something I need to fix. Now, the difficulty is that a lot of beta readers, bless you, every one of you, everybody reads at a different level. I have some who just read the surface of the story. I have some who look for every nuance, every implication, every possible tie-in to someplace else that I fail to draw the appropriate conclusion based on other stories. And I am grateful for every one of those people because they make me look at the story through different eyes. I may not agree with them, I may not implement their changes, but I appreciate being able to see the story through other people's eyes. And I got a rather extensive email this morning. It might have been while I was walking. It was certainly I was certainly distracted enough by the CIFL board meeting that I didn't, the discussion of the boardroom that I didn't notice it until I got almost to the point where I was going to turn on the recorder. At which point it was like, okay. Confirming every doubt and trepidation I had about the story as it sits. Confirming that it is needing more work. So I need to go back and look at that. It may not be as ready as I think it is. I wrote it very sparsely. So a lot of stuff that happens doesn't show up on the page. Only the implications of what happened shows up on the page. And for the most part, that works for me. That's a more satisfying story to tell. But is it satisfying for me because I know what happened off the page? And I didn't give the reader enough of a clue as to what happened off the page so that they're seeing the flock of rubber duckies float down the river without understanding that the boat sank somewhere around the bend and released all the rubber ducks. So maybe I didn't describe the rubber ducks well enough while they were on the boat, or I didn't describe the boat well enough that it was clear that the only way the rubber ducks could get off was if something happened to the boat. I don't know. But I do need to go back to it. Go back to the story. I need to get some more feedback. I don't have that many people reading this time. I usually have like 30, 40, 50 people reading the book. And I think I've only got it in like 10 or 12 people's hands. That may not be enough. I have one person who's reading it who didn't read South Coast, so that's going to be interesting. So the sun is way too hot this morning, and I'm up way too late. It didn't get up until 6 o'clock this morning, but there's a big difference between getting underway at 7 o'clock and getting underway at 8 o'clock. Even though the ambient temperature is about the same, I think it was like 66 when I got up, so it's only 68 now, or 68 when I left, it's probably 70 now. Having the sun is like turning on the broiler. The oven's still relatively cool, but the meat feels the heat. Okay, there's a guy in his wheelchair. Let's see if he wants to go on this side or that side. Close enough. Good morning. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So I didn't get the website rebuilt. I stripped out the parent, child, everything. I put in a simple theme, minimal is I think the name of it. I has the right column that I want. It doesn't have the footer. I kind of miss the footer. The footer was kind of cool, but I just put what I had in the sidebar, and it works pretty well. It got everything up out of the bottom so people maybe can find the pieces they need easier. A ConvertKit sidebar takes up a ton of space. I don't know if there's a more compact version, or if what I need to do is to set up a landing page over at ConvertKit and have people just go there and sign up. Get it out of the way. Let me do that. Build a landing page and put the forum on it. Sirens. But yeah, particularly the catalog. The catalog was a mess. The catalog has been a mess since I had to unplug Booktable and a bunch of the other plugins that served some other function. There was a lot of stuff on that website that was going out and pulling content in from outside. And I have to figure that's slowing things down. Rather than just pulling stuff off a server and putting it on the screen, it's waiting for queries to, I don't know, what was it, book thing or something? I don't remember now. But the plugins, the service that had been abandoned or deprecated, they weren't being used anymore. And so I've pulled off, well, basically I pulled off everything. The old Genesis framework is still there. Maybe at some point I'll consider putting a Genesis child back on it. I could buy the Platinum, which was the child that I was using before. I could buy it for myself. But the question is really, what does it do for me? I'm not a real big fan of heavy loading. So one of the problems that I know the website had was the carousel at the top where two or three large graphics were being loaded and then rotated. And that takes time, that takes bandwidth, that takes, you know, for people who have this objective of their website to be findable, for discovery, to convince people to read your books. I can see you are having heavy graphics, having a lot of pretty pictures, having a lot of stuff go by, having a lot of variety on the screen. Oh, I'll sit here and look at this screen for a while and watch this thing change. I wonder what the next one's going to be. We've repeated. Okay, I'm going to leave now. I can see where that would help with metrics. I can't see that would help a lot with actual utility in terms of what I want people to do is buy and read and enjoy my books. And if they don't enjoy them, don't buy them. Which is one of the reasons I write in series, because if you like the first book, chances are you'll like the second book, the third book, the fourth book. So it's not too surprising that the later books... And then I thought of owner. I thought, well, they get better as they go along. And then I thought of ownership. And I went, well, that book pissed a lot of people off. Sorry, it had to happen. And I'm not gonna tell the story that people want to read. I'm gonna tell the story that needs to be told for those characters.
That feels good.
I got out of the neighborhood. I'm making the turn to the north alongside the park. And there's a nice breeze coming down the street. Ah, and the sun's behind clouds, so it's kind of put the broiler down to medium. The air feels good. Looking at the park. Still a lot of birds around. These are swallows. Big barn swallows. Can't get a good enough look at them. Maybe cliff swallows. Bank swallows. They're definitely swallows. They're not swifts. Swifts have different shaped tail. I think. Pretty sure. Oh. Puppy has white flowers. Looking good there, spiny white puppy. Noise is the gutter installation team that's working across the street. I think they're extruding. I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea what they're doing. I don't know how they do their job. They've got a chunk of gutter that's like 4 times longer than their truck, so they're doing something. Oh, Lord. Did you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Friends all drive Porsches, and I must. As they say, make amends. At any rate, I'm almost back. Trying to figure out if I'm walking on the beat. That's where my head is at. I can't tell if I'm walking on the beat or not. Maybe. What's my time look like? It's got to be short because I didn't start till late. 17:40. 17:47. Okay, well, whatever. The walk is the walk is the walk is the walk. The talk is the talk is the talk. I am back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.